Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by, get you a square for the Monday night game between the Falcons and the Raiders, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the whole Houdat Nation, including our good friend Tony, listening down in Australia. Listen, guys, I realize that the Saints are going to have to go through a long evaluation when they start interviewing candidates for head coach. And I am not myself sold completely on Coach Rizzi as the answer at head coach. But let me say that yesterday's game was a major plus in his column when the interviews begin, because the way the offense came out in the first half, just it had me remembering back to that awful 1-15 season back in 1980 when the week after the Saints sent Chuck Muncy to San Diego, then went out and got crushed 40-7 the next week against the Cardinals. And it could have easily gone that way, but rather than that happening, and it probably would have happened under Dennis Allen, Rizzi made the proper adjustments, and I think he made an appeal to the professionalism of the players. And they came out and they kicked some tuchus in the second half. And I think that that's the mark of a coach who commands the locker room.
Well, no, Big John, they played hard for Coach Rizzi. It was a tale of two halves. When you think about that second half, it was like, are we witnessing the right thing? Because, I mean, it was embarrassing, to tell you the truth. And nothing against Haener, but whenever you're the quarterback, you get too much of the glory, a lot of the blame. But you're 4 of 10, 49 yards, a quarterback rating, 16.2 to be exact. We only had two first downs and 38 yards. I mean, it was like night and day compared to having the first and second half. Now, I wish at times that when you look at it, can the quarterback be more accurate? That being Spencer Rattler. Now, he was 10 of 21. And you can look at some drops and all that, but he had some moxie, he had some swagger. He hung in there tough, made some big throws, and having a touchdown. But boy, it's amazing, Big John, that the quarterback and the difference it makes. If you look at
how you just got to change things up.
Well, and you look how far like Washington has come. Look at the Commanders.
Four wins a year ago. Now they at 9.
Yes, so now they 9-5. And, it's how you finish games and all.
Because of Dayton Daniels.
Yes.
A big part of it.
Yeah,
no question.
Yeah, well, without a doubt, I think I give Coach Quinn, a lot of credit. You know, he did take Atlanta to the Super Bowl, Now he wasn't calling the plays. To me, Shanahan wanted to stomp the Patriots. They just ran the ball. They wouldn't. Tom Brady wouldn't have had that great comeback, but we loved it, 27-3. You know, and then they were able to have the miraculous comeback. 28-3. So, when I look at, if you'd have told me this, Big John, before the game, and I think Coach Rizzi might have commented on this, that we're only going to give up to Washington 20 points before the game. I said I would have taken that. We're going to win the game. Because the reason why I say that, the five wins we have this year, we've held our opponents to 20 points or less. We were 5-1, now we're 5-2. So I think we did enough to win, boy, but it's going to be a whole lot different. Even as optimistic you are, maybe – you are with Washington. That's a different animal with Green Bay and Green Bay come Monday night.
Yeah.
And you look at that point spread.
It's going to be some cold weather. Cold weather.
No, and the last time we played the coldest game ever, we beat Cleveland with Deshaun Watson all. But Cleveland, Green Bay's not Cleveland.
They got a little bit more talent. Yeah,
Green Bay's not Cleveland.
No,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But let me say, look, I agree wholeheartedly with Coach Rizzi's decision to go for two. And, you know, usually the rule is when you're at home, you play for the tie. When you're on the road, you go for the win. But given the record and everything and where you are, you go for the win. Now, I would have called a run with Kendre Miller because I thought that he was at a point where he would have run over his grandmother to get in the end zone. But that's why I'm a Monday morning quarterback rather than a head coach or an offensive coordinator. But let me also say, I agree with you too. Juwan Johnson needs to make that catch. And that goes to a much bigger thing, is that in the next three games, obviously the season is all but over for the Saints once the end of the regular season comes. It's not going to be playoffs. You got to be a professional football player. You're making a lot of money. And, you know, everybody was getting their hackles up about Rizzi chewing out players on the sideline. And I'm like, this ain't Pop Warner League. There's a lot of money that goes into playing punter and lineman and cornerback and everything. You got to do your job. And if you're going to check out for the end of for the last three games of the season, or you're not going to, you know, go all out to make that extra catch, you're not going to be playing in the NFL, because Jerry Glanville said it best. NFL stands for not for long when you're not doing things like that.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you're constantly being evaluated, whether it's the Saints or the other NFL teams. You got to be a pro. You got to be mature and to be able to handle the circumstance. You can't be, who's not a pro, and he's a veteran guy. How about that 49ers? I'm just going in the locker room, not going to play? Man, I tell you what, I don't know how that dude was raised. Is he an idiot? I mean, you want to be a pro? And you're not, okay.
Look how hard you've worked to get here.
Okay, wait.
And then you're going to walk away?
And he says, I don't necessarily want to play hurt. But then, okay, then don't play the next game.
But you got to finish that one.
Yes. If the coach tells you to go in that game, you got to go in that game. Now, the next game, you might not play. Now, that's behind the scenes. You can't be that, I don't know, but I'm not going in the game. No, that Campbell, I mean, come on, dude. You want to be an NFL player? No, that was totally wrong. That's two things happened this year. I don't know now, in the 21st century. What Anthony Richardson did, I'm too tired. And all that, okay. And then what Campbell did.
I didn't think anything could top Richardson, but I saw it.
I cannot even comprehend that. I mean, I don't know. I can't even really comment on it because it's so ridiculous. I mean, you're not a pro. And then when you go in the real world, get a real job, then you're gonna wish you'd win that damn game.
Yeah, well, I think what Anthony Richardson did was the sign of a young quarterback who was obviously was not really prepared for the NFL. You know, he only played, 13 games in college and all that, and then suddenly he's a first-round draft choice. I mean, that's something that you're going to have to learn as you get older. But what Campbell did, that's beyond the pale. And, I mean, that's you know, the whole locker room's now against him. And I think, he got a three-game suspension for that?
Game suspension out of it. And I think then they'll say, okay, let's evaluate things afterwards. But I understand the injury part, but you got to finish the game. You can't walk away.
No.
You can't walk away from that.
What you do, you finish that game, now you might not play next game. But you finished that game. And I can tell you, they'd out and out and cut him if he couldn't play. That means he has talent.
He can play.
That means he has talent. Exactly.
He is a very talented
guy.
That's
why they, no, okay, we're going to suspend you for three games.
Thanks for the call, Big John. I appreciate it. Before we go to break, Sacramento State has spoken to an army of candidates to be their new head coaching because their head coach basically left to become the assistant head coach, defensive coordinator, linebackers coach at Stanford.
Right. And it's not that far away. Sacramento, Stanford, you know, Palo Alto.
And who they've interviewed? Michael Vick.
Oh, Michael Vick.
Michael Vick got an interview.
It's the new version of Deion Sanders, I'm telling you.
And a lot of people say Sacramento State. You know how much people at Sacramento State have put up for the NIL? $50 million.
Sacramento State got way more money than LSU.
Now, they have.
Now, some people might not want to believe that. But
okay, sadly, when we talked about it on the show, people, that's no way. Sacramento State got six billionaires. You can bank it. They got six.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to say it right quick. SMU has 11. Texas has 10. Texas A&M has 10. Michigan has 9. Ohio State, USC has 8. And then you can go Penn State, 7. Georgia, 7. Tennessee, 7. Sacramento State, 6. And that's where you graduated from.
So six billionaires. And not all those people are chiming in here, but to have $50 million in the NIL fund?
Hey, listen, LSU is going to be working their behind off to try and get to $20 million. It might be 16, 18, or 20. I'm just telling you.
And they will be accepted into the new Pac-12 eventually.
Well, yeah. I mean, they have that
with
stroke.
That kind of stroke.
Yeah, the money talks. And you know who else has power? And they have the stadium. Mike, and when you think about it, they got a great stadium, but they're not the Rice Owls, Rice. But look, they had a Super Bowl there. You remember the Vikings played the Steelers
the
whole 80-something thousand?
Yeah.
They have six Fortune 500.
Oh, they got cash
the top
there.
Yeah.
Think about.
Now they always know the damn for baseball.
Yeah. You know. SMU, Texas A&M, Texas, Rice, all in the state of Texas. Man, you don't think there's some all money involved there?